This first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Signori, da Tulsa, Oklahoma, James Dolly!
Was in the town of Tulsa in the 30s years ago. Haynes Academy down in old Oklahoma. Well, the dust was a-blowing, but the music was right. And W. Leo Daniel played all night. Boy, the light presto boys and W. Leo Daniel drove 80 miles through that blowing sand. My 37 Chevy was a-shooting steam, coming up the hills just east of Pawnee. But I wouldn't miss a dance on Saturday night. All of them Chevys in that Detroit line, I can hear that music in my ear. I'm ready to go and I'm shifting them gears. So just pass me the biscuits and give me your hand. Know you're my honey and you know I'm your man. Listen to the fiddler making a sing. Hear the pretty notes of that guitar. Got moonshine whiskey down in my veins. Let the light crust, old boys and old Pappy Dan, play us a song we'll never forget. Now they say times are rough, money is tight. I don't care on Saturday night. I got no money, but I can't sing the blues. I feel like dancing down in my shoes. W. Leo Daniel played all night. I said W. Leo Daniel played all night. I said W. Leo Daniel played all night.
Thank you so much. This is a song that I recorded back in 1976, first time with Mr. B.B. King, and he played lead guitar on it. I'm the blues man. I've been around a long, long time.
heard the midnight whistle through the delta of my mind. Seen the neon in Chicago paint a glow on Saturday night. I'm the blues man, seen the wrong man. Oh, I've seen the right. I'm the blues man. Lord, I got a million sad, sad songs. Streamline flyer to smoke-filled honky-tonk. Seen you working, seen you straining, just to try to get by. I'm the blues man. I can hear you when you cry. There's many a mile I've traveled, been that long hard way. So many dreams unravel beneath the burden. I wouldn't have it no other way. I'm the blues man. You can believe just what I say. I seen the glory, and
your eyes. I'm a blues man, and I know I can make it shine.
James Talley. I remember listening to James Talley way back in the 70s, and he was kind of the peripheral outlaw guy, you know, that sort of capitalized on a lot of that stuff. He's carved his niche basically in the southern Midwest, Oklahoma, Texas area. He was out here, oh my gosh, probably 10 years ago, something like that. Sent me a whole slew of albums, and he's pretty well respected. He's kind of the real deal. But you don't hear about him much out here at all. Hardly at all. James Talley. Pretty good stuff. Did a tribute to Woody Guthrie. Does a tribute to country music. Does a tribute to the Outlaws. He's pretty cool. Old James Talley. Well, this is Inland Folk. And I'm your host, Dan Marr. And how you doing out there? Fun stuff. Fun stuff. Good lot of good music on this week's show. Starting out with James Talley, and now this. You're loving it. You're loving it.
Beautiful Cherokee maiden, and she comes from sunny Tennessee. My beautiful Cherokee maiden, she is all the world to me. Well, I loved her the day I first met her, with her dark eyes and bells on her sleeve. She whispered to me in the moonlight, and the earth did move beneath my feet. Cherokee maiden, and she comes from sunny Tennessee. My beautiful Cherokee maiden, and she is all the world to me. Well, her eyes are like the stars in the heavens, and her voice is like the wind through the trees, and her body's like the willows by the river, that sway in the gentle
summer breeze. She's my beautiful Cherokee maiden, and she comes from sunny Tennessee. My beautiful Cherokee maiden, and she is all the world to me. She's my beautiful Cherokee maiden, and she comes from sunny Tennessee. My beautiful Cherokee maiden, and she is all the world to me. Well, I met her down on the reservation, where the Smoky Mountains reach up to the sky. And I'll hold her in my heart now forever, and I'll love her until the day I die. Beautiful Cherokee maiden, and she comes from sunny Tennessee. My beautiful Cherokee maiden, and she is all the world to me. And she is all the world to me. And she is all the world to me.
Pardon. crashing waves all around, they are washing. And the white billows heave on the rocks, they are crashing. He may list to the wind or the great Mount Diana, while alone he remains on the Isle of St. Helena.
I seek a servant's place, and I believe I'll go.
That's way traditional, isn't it? That's Sarah Gray. Sarah Gray, who has been around for a long, 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 long time. I interviewed her back in Scotland, and I think she still lives in Scotland. And she hangs out with the traditional music crowd, Sarah Gray does. And anyway, I interviewed her back in 1993, 20 years ago. My goodness. She talks, and she's still just as vibrant, and she lends a kind of energy and a sort of a passion to traditional music. She came out of the whole folk scene in the 60s, took it a little more in an academic direction, and when she does contemporary music, she kind of plays it and sings it the same way. She's been around here a couple of times. She comes back to the States and does things. Now, I don't know if she's still living in Scotland or just what that's all about. Sarah Gray, and she's pretty amazing, and she's got a great outlook on music, and she's very, very, very passionate about the preservation of traditional music, and I really enjoy that. I think that's cool, because, again, it's the roots thing, folks. You don't know where you're going until you know where you've been, and a lot of these folks out here are doing these recordings now, and they have no clue. They pick up banjos and pick up fiddles, and they play what they want to play, and that's cool, but they don't know where it comes from. Once you know where it comes from, it adds a whole new dimension to what you're doing. You know what? We have to take a little bit of a break. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047, and a playlist available at www.nwpr.org. Sometimes you have to give us a couple of days to post it, so don't get all hung up if it's not there. That's just the way the system works. Alrighty. Okay, so the break is coming. It's coming right now. Here we go. Here's the break. Are you excited? I hope so. There's the break. Oh, there it is. There it is.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7. A listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
Sunny today with some hazy skies. High temperatures should reach 85 in Pullman and 93 in Clarkston as the heat wave continues to dissipate. Mostly clear tonight with lows mid-40s through the 50s. Tomorrow's highs should be in the 80s up to about 90 degrees.
And now back to Uncle Earl's band. Uncle Earl's band from Tennessee. This is actually a pretty good album. It's got a lot of kind of French-Canadian things and awesome fiddle and some awesome banjo. And I don't know what happened to old Uncle Earl's band. I think I only have the one album. But they're pretty good. I like what they do. I like what they do. Uncle Earl's band.
Thank you. says then it's folly to flatter, for I never will cross o'er the main. There is danger in crossing deep water, so therefore your coaxing's in vain. For at home I have peace, my plenty, my passage I'm able to pay, and I'll reap the fruits of our labor here at home on the banks of Kilray. He says then, oh, don't you remember the promise you made unto me? It was in the month of November we were talking of crossing the sea. You said I would leave you to mourn. You invited me here for to stay, and when that the spring would return, both leave the banks of Kilray. So now to conclude and to finish, I mean for to lay down my pen. Here's a health to the lovely Bannwater and the fair maids around the bridge end. Farewell to my comrades forever, for now I am going away, and you'll never see my face again, never, on the lovely sweet banks of Kilray.
Well, it don't take much, just a corner in a quiet cafe. If people want to listen, I always got time to play. I never made much money, but I sure made a lot of friends. Right here, right now, I'm feeling like singing again. Hey, if you got the rooms, I got the tune. You got the place, I'll open my case, and I'll sing you some songs I wrote and some I borrowed. I'll sell you some you can sing tomorrow. You got the room, well, I got the tune. You know, I played Gertie's Folk City and the Philly Folk Festival, too. I played in front of hundreds of people and sometimes only a few. Played some concert halls, a lot of church basements and bars, and in the homes of people who treated me like some kind of star. Hey, if you got the room, I got the tune. You got the place, I'll open my case, and I'll sing you some songs I wrote and some I borrowed. I'll sell you some you can sing tomorrow. You got the rooms, I got the tune. Well, call it a house concert if that's where the show's gonna be. Ask your priest or pastor if they'll give you some space real cheap. Find a restaurant with a banquet room upstairs. Then drop me a line and in no time, you know I will be there. If you got the room, I sure got the tune. Yeah, you got the place, I will open my case, and I'll sing you some songs I wrote and some I borrowed. I'll sell you some you can sing tomorrow. If you got the room,
tune. Yeah, you got the room. Well, I got the tune. I used to hang my hat in 100 towns, like a salesman shopping my soul around, and I'd ride alone. And I've been out east and in the west. A few times I've known happiness, and I call that home. Well, home is a place you send letters to. Home is a lover saying, I miss you. Home is the place of eternal rest. Well, I guess I haven't found a home yet. Well, I hit bottom at 23. No money, no job, no place for me. I was so alone. And my father stood tall in the old front door. He said, you know, you don't live here no more. This is not your home. 'Cause home is a place you send letters to. Home is a lover saying, I miss you. Home is the place of eternal rest. Well, I guess I haven't found home yet. Now I'm a husband, homeowner too. Typical American dream come true. I'm not alone. But sometimes I follow the detour signs, and I lose myself in the endless night, far from home. 'Cause home is the place you send letters to. And home is a lover saying, I miss you. Home is the place of eternal rest. Well, I guess I haven't found home yet. I used to hang my hat in 100 towns.
Miss Julia is a handsome girl. Her heart is warm and tender. Her eyes are dark and rather small. Her form genteel and slender. And then her face so round and fat, the people do admire. Her eyes set in that face at night are like two towns on fire. Miss Julia is a beauty. She warbles like the pine. Oh, yes, she is the prettiest girl who lives in old Carolina. Miss Julia has a little foot. She wears a little gaiter that fits as snug as e'er you saw, like peelings on a tater. And when she walks, good gracious me, oh Moses, what a swell. Well, all the girls and boys call out, Miss Julia is the bell. Miss Julia is a beauty. She warbles like the pine. Oh, yes, she is the prettiest girl who lives in old Carolina. And when Miss Julia takes a walk, 'tis on some holiday. A big steam engine comes along, so clear the track, away. The bells all ring and out she goes. Her hair floats on the breezes. And when the sun shines on her face, it makes the geese sneezes. Miss Julia is a beauty. She warbles like the pine dove. Oh, yes, she is the prettiest girl who lives in old Carolina. I saw a crowd the other day, and one of them to me did say, I'll bet you 10 to 1 that you're afraid to fight a wire. I never was a fighting man, I never was and I never am. With a barrel of flour likewise a ham and call all hands a liar. They took me out to an open lot and sat me down upon a rock. Around the rock the crowd did flock awaiting for to wire. Johnny came in and put up his fists. I took a swing at his mug and I missed. And he gave me one of his Yankee twists that bent me like a wire. Aye, says I, come on again, and he hit me one right under the chin. With a holy smoke it made me spin. The day I fought a wire. When a man falls in love with a little turtle dove, he'll linger all around her under jaw. He'll kiss her for her mother and her sister and her brother till her daddy comes and kicks him from the door. Pulls a pistol from his pocket, pulls the handle back to cock it, and vows he'll blow away his giddy brain. His ducky says he mustn't, isn't loaded, and he doesn't. They're kissing one another once again. Oh, the old folks love it, and the gals ain't above it. Everybody's got a finger in the pie. They act a little haughty, they'll say it's very naughty. I'll bet your life they're kissing on the sly. When a girl is 17, she thinks it's very mean if she wants to catch on someone for a mash. She'll pucker up her mouth in a pretty little pout and finger underneath his big mustache. He'd make a fella quiver and he'd like to jump a river. She'll stick as tight as granulated glue. It's no use to tell her you is someone else's feller. She'll masticate your smeller if you do. If you want to kiss her sweetly, very neatly and completely, if you want to kiss her so's to keep it nice, just when you go to kiss her, take a dab or two or miss her and mash her in the kisser once or twice. Oh, the old folks love it and the gals ain't above it. Everybody's got a finger in the pie. They act a little haughty, they'll say it's very naughty. I'll bet your life the kissing on the sly. When a girl is 17, she thinks it's very mean if she wants to catch on someone for a mash. She'll pucker up her mouth in a pretty little pout and finger underneath his big mustache.
I spent a lot of time on the road. I got to know truck stops. That's a whole nother world, truck stops. I got to liking books on tape quite a bit, and I'd go to truck stops and rent the books on tape. I got to know places like Cracker Barrel and Waffle House, and, which I later called Waffle House. And, oh God, the food on the road, the madness of the road. But I tell you, those books on tape, they could just make the miles disappear. You just go into somebody else's world for a little while. I was very inspired by Charles Kuralt's book called A Life on the Road, and so inspired I wrote this song. I sing it from his point of view, which is, I guess, kind of presumptive and probably the reason why he didn't write back to me when I sent him this song. Or maybe he was just too busy on the road or something.
On the blue highways, on the red man's plains, in the backwater town with the ghost of the train, where I find my story most people don't go,
I spent my life on the road. Oh, my mama worked steady, my dad never did. We moved to a dozen different towns when I was a kid. Sleeping on the back seat to the late night radio. I spent my life on the road. And my wife didn't know when she married me, she'd be rolling our baby girl down a New York street. She followed me north, but I knew she'd never stay. Oh, that lonely road carried my heart away. Yeah, I was flying high on the network news, racing all around the globe with my camera crew, from the Vietnam jungle and up to the North Pole. Yeah, I spent my life on the road. On a late flight home, I looked out in the night. I wondered who was down there in all those tiny lights. Stretching out before me, my destiny below. Yeah, I spent my life on the road. And my wife took the kids back south to the pines. She married a family man, I hear they're doing fine. My second wife says she likes her time alone. She tells me what I missed when I come back home. Well, America's a river, concrete and tar, carving out the canyons for the trucks and cars. You can drown on an interstate, but believe me, I know, 'cause I spent my life on the road. On those blue highways, on the red man's plains, in the backwater town with the ghost of the train. Where I find my story, most people don't go. Yeah, I spent my life on the road. Yeah, I spent my life on the road. On those blue highways. Thanks.
In my sleep, counting troubles instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. They just turned around, they've gone away. So I've been sifting through the layers of dusted books and faded papers that tell a story that I should know, one that happened so long ago. And it's gone away yesterday, and now I find myself on the mountainside. Now I heard softly as the night was falling. With a question and I replied, now he's gone away across the borderline. And it's gone away yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide. Tower that I have seen, it is the one that comes between the edge of night and the break of day. It's when the darkness just rolls away and it's gone away yesterday. And now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide. And it's gone away yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide.
Jen Adams. Oh, Jen Adams, Jen Adams. Doing a Kate Wolf song, actually. And she did a pretty nice job on that Kate Wolf song, didn't she? Jen Adams did. Really enjoy her work. And this is from a live album, actually, I believe. And although that particular cut wasn't live. But the rest of the thing is. And she has such tasty production. You know, the thing about production is there's sort of like way too much of it, or not the right kind of production. And in her studio albums, it's just perfect. She does a lot of blues and kind of a jazz-oriented modern sound. And she writes incredible, incredible stuff. And she's just one of the finest people ever. I believe she lives in Montana now, and she was in Nashville for a while and tried that whole scene, went to some music schools and things. But she still shows up around the area. Occasionally she'll tour. If you get a chance to see Jen Adams, you should. And if you get a chance to talk to her after the gig, you should. Jen Adams is she's just the ultimate. What can you say? And so we'll hear more from this particular album in the second hour of the show. And those of you listening in Spokane, remember it's truncated. You gotta wait. You got a bunch of other stuff. And then at 8 o'clock on Sunday night, you can catch the rest of the show. 3 o'clock in the afternoon for the first hour, 8 to 10 for the next 2 hours. Those of you listening on Northwest Public Radio and KZUU, the broadcast service of the ASWSU, you know what? You get it all at once. You get all 3 hours of it. And that's how that goes. All righty. We are coming back. Email me at D as in Daniel, MAHER WSU.edu, and I will get back to you. Or call me at 509-332-5047. We're coming right back. You hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on up. You just hold your horses.
Yeah. Singer Connie Evingson has some nice ambitions.
Once in a while, I'd kind of like to do a country western tune. I'd like to do an aria, but it takes time, and there's so many other jazz tunes to learn.
So she sings them, because that's the music she loves best. Connie Evingson, this Sunday, on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 6 o'clock, here on Northwest Public Radio, your NPR and classical music station. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Hour 2 of Inland Folk is just ahead.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.